Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. If you are new to the broadcast, we are so glad you joined us. This broadcast ministry is heard every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time over this station. And at any point, should you miss a broadcast, or for those of you who are regular listeners, if you prefer to listen at a time that would be convenient for you, just go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you can click on the broadcast and listen anytime that would work in your schedule. Well, here we are again, and as usual, I like to begin our time together in prayer and to ask God's blessings upon the Word of God. Father, we come together in the Spirit of the Lord. Lord, you said wherever two or three are gathered in your name, that you are there in the midst. And Lord, this is the medium of a radio broadcast. Lord, it goes for miles, this particular broadcast, past the Canadian border. And Lord, with you, there's no limitation of time. What matters is the intention of the heart. And in the Spirit, Father, we are united for the blessings of God to be upon our time together. First of all, Lord, I do ask for those who are going through battles right now, spiritual trials, physical areas where they are being challenged circumstantially, financially. Lord, there are so many areas where we look to you every day. Give us this day our daily bread, the things that we need, just not in terms of our daily food, but all the things that are required for living a life in this world, all the things that pertain to life. That's what you said, Jesus. All the things that pertain to this natural life and godliness, our spiritual realm of growth and understanding in the things of God. And so, Father, I pray for your blessings upon your people. I pray your blessings upon this time together. And Lord, you know the subject you've placed on my heart, one that relates to every single living human being. And Lord, to those who have accepted Jesus, we walk in that new covenant that you have granted to us. And because you're a good God, Lord, you included your covenant promises for the benefit, the welfare, the healing of mankind through both covenants, Father. Your mercy and your goodness and your justice are so beautifully displayed as we see recorded in the pages of your word. So thank you for this time, Lord, and we thank you for your faith, your joy, all that we have, Lord, our natural blessings, the spiritual blessings you have given us. Lord, you are the author and the finisher of our faith. You said the just shall live by faith. And Father, I thank you now, you who began that good work in us. We have to have the gift, that gift of faith, that spark, that measure of faith where we could even be drawn to you, responding to the convicting work of the Holy Spirit to accept Jesus. And Father, I pray that you who perfects our faith will increase it, that in greater and greater ways we will walk in the faith of God to believe you for things. You said, eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, the things that you have prepared for those that love you. And Lord, I believe that's not just for when we are with you in heaven, in the millennium, in the new heaven and earth. I believe for this life we now live, as we would ask you for great things, as our vision would expand, you would give us that faith that we will believe you for the impossible, that the no matter how challenging the natural circumstances may be, Lord, you are greater than every circumstance. You are greater than the opposition of the wicked, of the hindrances of the devil. You've given us your word. You've given your people power and authority, and we walk in that power and authority, Father. We claim it, and we thank you with grateful hearts. Have your way, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, the subject I want to share with you that I said affects every single one of us, and that is the subject of healing. Now, as I share what the Lord would have me to share starting today and the next few days, however long God would have us go, is dependent on what God has shown to us in His Word. The statements I base, whatever comments I make, are based on what the Scriptures say, the very words of Jesus. And beloved, every single one of us, when we come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, some of us, you know, may have been in a church for years. We've been familiar with the Bible stories. We're familiar to some measure with Scripture. Others, God may have snatched them out of the world and they don't have any knowledge of what the Bible teaches. That was my case. Well, I shouldn't say that. I had been raised in a denominational church, and so I was familiar with the gospel, but I wasn't saved. And so God wants to enlighten us so that we understand in a greater measure who He is. We have to understand His heart for us, and we can walk in the healing God has provided. And I'm not just referring to physical healing of our natural bodies, but we are body, soul, and spirit. So God, knowing the need that we are in, not only wants to impart physical healing to our body, but physical, or how can I say, the comprehensive healing to the realm of our emotions, healing of our memories. And of course, when we are saved, well, our spirit man is healed, right? We're raised from the dead. We are brought into a relationship with God that makes us a new creature. We're not reformed. We're not, that old man isn't healed, if you will, that dead person, but we are made a new creature in Christ Jesus. He's translated us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Praise God. Well, let us now go into what I feel is a very important subject that affects all of us at varying times in our lives. I would say at all times in our lives, because if it's not physical healing, you may be just in the prime of life, the peak of health, but there are other areas that you need God's healing. And while the focus, as I look at the share of the Scriptures with you, will be on physical healing, God is concerned about the whole man. Years ago, in 1965, when my husband started this ministry, God gave him a slogan, "The whole word for the whole man to the whole world." Praise God. And so as we look at this world that we are living in today, it's for those who are belong to the Lord, we see how grievous, how dark the time is, how late the hour, and the powers of darkness seem to be gaining momentum. We see the downward trend morally, ethically in our nation. Beloved, the greatest driving force against the powers of darkness, against the kingdom of darkness, against Lucifer himself, Satan himself, and all his demons and cohorts, is one thing. It's not, you know, political remedies. It's not an economic upsurge, but that which will change the culture we are living in is a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, is spiritual revival. And beloved, it is the power of God. We need to have the power of God restored to the church. Has God's power changed? Has it somehow been diminished? No, it is because we have become lukewarm. We have become, I'm speaking generally now, I mean, I'm not indicting. There's some wonderful churches, marvelous pastors after God's own heart. But beloved, there is also much compromise. There is also those that are accepting the ways of the world so we can be accommodating and welcoming to those who are lost in sin. Beloved, we need to preach the message of the grace and the love of God. But unless we balance it with God's justice, His goodness, and His severity, there are those who think that, you know, all you just be a good person. God loves everybody. He would never send anyone to hell. Well, unless you We are born into sin. We were destined for the lake of fire, beloved. But God, his justice had to be satisfied, and he put the curse of sin and death, which we deserved, upon the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And because Jesus, who was perfect and sinned not, took that upon himself, then we now have the righteousness of Christ in our lives. That is for those who will respond to the gracious, loving call of the Heavenly Father to accept so great a salvation. And so, beloved, it's only God's power that's going to combat, which is going to come against, which is going to affect any change in these dark times in which we are living. 2 Peter 1:4 states, "Wherefore we are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these we might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust." And Paul wrote in Ephesians, the 3rd chapter, verse 20, "Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us." Another translation of that verse reads, Weymouth's translation reads, "Now to him who in the exercise of his power that is at work within us is able to do infinitely beyond all our highest prayers and thoughts, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, world without end. Amen." Praise God. Well, I've barely gotten started, and we're going to continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I do invite you to join me at the same time, or as I said, you can go to our website and click on the broadcast there. But as I always do, in the moments that remain, I do invite you to write and share your prayer requests. The announcer will give you our contact information, and it is just one of the joys of my life and a sacred privilege to join with those who write in and share their prayer needs, praise God. And there's just so much I could say, but I do, if the Holy Spirit's moving upon you, prompting you, he has a reason for doing that. Well, thank you for listening, joining me today. I look forward to being with you tomorrow. God bless you. I love you. And until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.